Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
53 for your Saturday, but eventually more of the 70s heading into your Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Come scroll with us. 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita. KNSS HD2 Clearwater and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey, Wichita, Jacob Albrock. Stay right there for the latest breaking in sports talk. It's Sports Daily coming up next exclusively on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Jim Rome here with your Rome Report. I had a close friend who was a former Navy SEAL who used to always tell me when adversity hit, quote, not dead, can't quit. That's the Golden State Warriors. Not dead, can't quit. As for the Clippers, who blew another fourth quarter double-digit lead in a playing game, not dead, but should quit. Because they spit the bit once again last night. Yeah, I know. Hey, Rome, you need some Thousand Island with that word salad? Right. So I'll make it very simple. Steph Curry and Draymond Green once again showed the heart of a champion after they had been written off, and the Clippers once again showed their true colors by coming from ahead to implode when it mattered most. The Dubs may not make a title run, but at least they have a champion's heart and pride, and they'll go down throwing haymakers. While the Clippers, well, they'll look for a nice, comfortable place to lay down and die, same as they ever were. And as for Chris Paul throwing shade at them, hey, Chris, petty is funny, bitter and washed is not. I'm Jim Rome.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives. On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Feel wicked, awful, bad, awesome, sucky. I absolutely cannot face this. Wait a minute. It's Friday. I forgot. It's Friday. It's Friday. Monkey Doo.
Today is Friday.
You've waited all week. You've been waiting. Monday. You got through it Tuesday. You got through it Wednesday. You started to smell it. Thursday, you were right on top of it. And now it's here. It's Friday.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Boy, that doesn't get you fired up for a Friday. I don't know what will. Max bringing the energy to end the week. We're ready to end it. The Royals fans are ready to end it. Ready to end that series against Detroit and move on to New York. We'll get into the Royals' woes. Jacob Albrock here, TJ Cleland there. Max Power, made on that KFH hotline at 869-1240. You can get in touch with the show lots of ways. As always, you can reach us on socials, Facebook, YouTube, X. You can watch us there. You can watch us on 12 News Connected. You can listen to us, of course, here on the air and on the Odyssey app. Glad to have you with us no matter how it is that you take in the show. We've got that. We'll talk a little NFL draft. We'll get the latest from the transfer portal, headlines I missed. It's all coming for you here on Sports Daily, and it's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring Caddy Snack, Wichita's golf beer. Caddy Snack Blonde Ale, refreshingly crushable, and makes the perfect pairing from the first tee to the 19th hole, no matter the score. Caddy Snack reminds you to beer the ball. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Jacob, instead of watching the Royals today, how about we just bang our head against the wall for two hours?
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. That was
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What would have been worse? Losing in the ninth inning, 10-9, giving up a 3-run lead behind Lucas Ursic after finally waking up, the comeback that they made, or losing 4-1.
I'll go a step further. You know how they were talking about suspending the game and what would have happened and all the weird rules and everything like that? There was a world where if they couldn't have finished the game, would it have gone back to the last inning? And even though the Royals just took a lead on a 3-run shot, they would have ended up losing the game 6-5 under those rules.
So I don't think that would have been worse, because at that point you at least still know, hey, the offense woke up.
Yeah, at that point you're optimistic. It's like, man, we got screwed out of a win, but we were going to win that game. And instead the game finished and you lost that game.
Yeah. That was a bad way to go. That was a bad way to go. You can still, though, if you take it and put it to the side, the fact that they're now 7-12, which is a problem. If you put
second worst in baseball, Jacob.
Yeah. If you put that to the side and say, but if that's the, you know, if that's the thing that wakes up Salvi and Vinny, like, then okay, fine. It's a game. It's a game that we lost. Ursig, you know, he had been really good outside of that first appearance or whatever that was in that first couple of games of the season. And it just, it unraveled on him quickly yesterday. He was clean. He has been clean in 6 of 8 appearances he's made this year. And in a lot of them, like, crystal clean, right? But he's had 2 pretty bad ones. He's had 2 blow-up games. And now it's, you know, that reminds you of the other thing we've kind of been watching. And it's like, okay. I mean, Schreiber's unusable at this point. He came in, gave up a home run on, what, his 3rd pitch last night? So there's a lot to dig into, and we will. Jalen Thompson's going to be here. Jalen Thompson gave us the Aaron Rodgers line last week, the RELAX line. Curious to see if he feels the same way this week. They're 7-12. It is very early. There will be stretches probably for most teams in baseball where they might go 5 games under 500. Right now for the Royals, the problem when you do this is you can do that once, but you can't do it very much. Like, you know, again, I remind people last year of just look at what their performance would have been if you eliminate the hot streak, right? We need the baseline to raise up a little bit here. So we'll see. A lot to get to with the Royals today. The draft now we can say is less than a week away. That's good news, right? We're less than a week. We have started to dig in a little bit to the draft and what we might see and how it could be going. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I don't have any more clarity. Do you?
I mean, Veach talked yesterday, and you listen to that, and you know, kind of the same things that we've been saying, but you know, since October, but no big deal. But he said basically, like we've said, is that like, guys, we have need it literally everywhere, basically. He's like, we're not ruling anything out. He's like, whoever's there, if they're available, we're taking them. He's like, and that's what, and then he didn't even rule out a trade. Like, he kind of teased trades happening. Like, he said the line of, I think that fans are, it's going to be a fun first round for fans, because he thinks that the fact that there is no quarterbacks makes it to where people are going to want to move around all over the board, because there's no clear cuts anywhere except number one.
That's what we talked about yesterday. And because there's no quarterbacks, it always makes me wonder if the price to move around is cheaper. When it's a quarterback, teams are held hostage, the trading team. What about when it's a, I don't know, you like this edge rusher a little better? Is it still that same cost? I do think to move up significantly in the first round, it will cost the Chiefs 9 and 29. But I absolutely, as I said yesterday, think that ought to be on the table. I mean, you know, you got 29 in the McDuffie trade, but you also have 40. So you still have another really high pick, higher than they're used to having, with 40 in that second round. If you can use 29 to move up, and in history, if the Chiefs looked back, and we'll dig into this and dig into what Brett Veach had to say yesterday, but if we're sitting here in 5 years and they take Arvell Reese because they traded up to 2 or 3, or David Bailey, and those guys are making the Pro Bowl every year, you think anybody's going to blink at, oh yeah, but we traded pick 29 to get there? No. And so, like, when we evaluate the McDuffie trade, if that were the way they would go, I think you just include it as a part of the McDuffie trade, right? Like you use Trent McDuffie to get Arvell Reese. And again, he's probably not very likely, but you think the Jets are dead set if they get a good offer like that? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I think that every team in that top 10, like, you know, if you are the, I mean, who's picked like six or some, like the Browns, I think, are up there, something like that. Yeah. I mean, they're in a spot. You think that they're in a spot to turn down two first round picks? I don't think they are. I think the Chiefs are in a spot to turn down. If somebody called the Chiefs and said, hey, we want number nine, here's 13 and 29 and 28. Like, Chiefs are saying yes to that.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, the Chiefs could move down too.
And I think that the reason, and I think that if you read between the lines what Veach is saying, and I think it has some opinion in this from me as well, is that like, and from other people, is that, you know, the draft isn't that good. Like, it's good, but it's not that good. Like,
he's saying it's top heavy. We'll take you through some of his quotes yesterday, but I was pretty surprised to see him say it.
Yeah. Like if you read between the lines, that's him saying like, yeah, I think every single pick after four, especially, but even after one, like, I think if the Jets were sitting there staring at David Bailey and somebody was like, hey, here's a first, here's pick six and next year's first. They're like, okay, sure. Like, they don't think the drop off from two to six isn't going to be that insane, it feels like, this year. That's what Veach was saying.
I think so too. And I wonder if that makes the price tag cheaper. That's what'll be so interesting. Hey, last chance. On some of our giveaways today, we'll get you to, we have a handful of prizes or giveaways that we'll tell you about throughout the show today. I want to say that, so make sure you're listening for those chances. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up as well. We'll get you to some of those Brett Veach comments on the other side, and we'll discuss a little bit. We've got them ready for you, and there's a couple of things, as TJ teased there, that you're like, boy, I'm surprised he's saying that out loud. We'll have it next for you on Sports Daily.
Sports Radio KFH.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.